Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Tawas Bay Players, Keith Frank. Keith, how are you, my friend?
Oh, doing pretty good this morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you with us, and glad to hear that you guys are back and in business again.
Oh, it's been a long time coming.
It has. And hey, you couldn't start it off any better. Looks like we're going to start off with some smiles and some laughter.
Yeah, our upcoming play is called Catch Me If You Can. It's not the normal Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio, but this is a little different. It's going to provide a little murder, some mayhem, misdirection, a little bit of comedy.
No, the word is mirth. Come on, now aren't you gonna? We got the four M's going there.
That's
Keith.
Right. Got a little bit of alliteration.
There you go. You've intrigued us. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see. What is Catch Me If You Can?
Well, it's a story about a advertising executive from Harbor Springs, Michigan. Actually, he meets the woman of his dreams at the racetrack, and they fall in love. They have a whirlwind courtship. They get married within a couple of weeks. His boss loans him his mountain lodge in the Catskills for their vacation, or their honeymoon, I should say. And shortly after their arrival, the wife disappears. So the husband calls in the local police to search for the wife and open an investigation. In the meantime, the local parish priest shows up with a woman who claims to be the gentleman's wife, although he says it's not. And the story kind of takes off from there.
Yeah, well, you've left us with a cliffhanger there, and I like that. You are one of the players in this production. Now, who's co-starring with you, so to speak?
Well, we have Chris Mundy, who's playing the husband. Barb Richardson is the wife.
Okay.
Of course, myself, I play the parish priest.
Oh, okay.
For about the third time. Rita Shuey is going to play the local delicatessen owner. And Scott and Carmen Stevens, husband and wife team that is new to our stage, are going to play the husband's boss and his quote-unquote wife.
Okay.
And Roger McElveen, who is our director, also is going to be playing the part of the inspector.
Very nice. Great cast, as always. And, well, show's coming up very quickly. It opens this Friday.
That's right. We open up Friday. We run through this weekend.
Yeah.
And also next Thursday through the following weekend.
So. All right. And the show times for this?
7 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. matinees on Sunday.
All right. Also 7 p.m. on that Thursday night show, too.
Yes, but, Thursday,
And tickets available now. Is this a first-come, first-serve, or can you get your tickets now?
You can get them online, or you can get them at the door. We're not doing the advance sales at the theater at this point due to COVID.
Yeah.
We are also asking that masks be worn.
Okay.
We're not mandating them, but we are strongly requesting them, as many places still are at this point in time.
So. No problem. And then, of course, you mentioned the website. Where can they go to purchase tickets if they want to?
TawasBayPlayers.com. You should be able to get the information there, not only on the ticket sales, but our upcoming shows that we've got two more this season coming up.
Oh, so very good.
Going back to doing a full teen production in March. That's going to be Professor How Could You, directed by Barb Hunter.
Okay.
And this summer, we're going to be entertained with Michael Jacot's latest play, I Love Lacey.
Oh, really?
And it was in production last year when we had to shut down again because of COVID. So he's coming back to direct that show. So we're looking forward to that one. And you can get a hold of our website to get tryout dates, show dates, and everything on that.
Indeed.
And our fall show to open our 22-23 season is going to be a huge blockbuster, musical called Disaster.
Oh.
And that, I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
But it's a comedy musical that actually pays comedic homage to the disaster movies of the 1970s.
Oh, that has got to be a must-see.
It's going to be a must-see.
Man.
It's going to be directed by Susan Nemeth.
Okay.
She has proven that she can pull off unseen productions for the Tawas Bay Players, and she's agreed to tackle this one for us. So.
Awesome. Well, Catch Me If You Can. It opens this Friday night, the 18th, at the Tawas Bay Playhouse there on Newman Street in East Tawas. And Keith Frank, Keith, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again when the next play rolls around, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.